On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Teams in Margate are continuing to sift through the debris and wreckage of damaged properties and infrastructure. A powerful storm ripped through the KZN South Coast on Sunday night, claiming the lives of at least five people, including a child. Gillian Breitenbach, the chairperson of the Community Policing Forum in Hibernian, says investigations are continuing. She says disaster management officials are trying to make sense of the scale of the loss.
The CBD area in Margate was very, very badly damaged. The rain came down a lot. In a matter of a few minutes, it was like a freak storm. There were people asking for help. There was cars that were in the lagoons, the Wimpy, the whole front area of the CBD where the actual main beach is was totally damaged. The stairs are damaged. The Wimpy was damaged. A lot of shops had a lot of damage. It looked actually like a hurricane came through there.
Breitenbach says some areas don't have power.
In a lot of the areas, they do not have power. There is a power box that was outside that caught a light, obviously from the lightning.
Social development MEC Nonhlanhla Khoza says trauma counsellors are being sent to the victims' families to offer support. The department will also distribute food parcels.
It's said that some of the families have lost some food items and we are there. We just identify those people who are most vulnerable within the area.
An elderly woman from Reservoir Hills who's had to make do with no running water has been hospitalized with severe burns. Local ward councillor Alicia Kisun says the 72-year-old was badly scalded when she spilled a bucket of hot water she was carrying to her bathroom yesterday. She says the woman's been enduring a water outage lasting around 35 days due to a burst pipe. Kisun says she suffered burns to nearly 40% of her body.
We cannot allow residents, especially our elderly, to be placed in these vulnerable situations due to municipal departments' shortcomings. 35 days without water to a single home while her road has water is just inexcusable.
And Israel's military chief says his country will respond to Saturday's attack on the country, but it's still considering its steps. Iran's launching of hundreds of drones and missiles has been met with condemnation from the US and UK. Tehran says it was retaliating for the deadly strike on its consulate in Syria, which it blames Israel for. Israel's prime minister has been meeting with top officials. Daniel Hagari from the Israeli Defense Forces has been speaking at an airbase he says was targeted.
We shall do whatever is needed in order to protect the state of Israel. We shall do so at the time and date we choose.
CNN is reporting that Israel's going to delay its planned ground offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza following the Iranian rocket attacks. Exiled Crown Prince of Iran, Reza Pahlavi, is pushing for further sanctions.
We need to have a two-pronged approach, increasing the pressure on the regime by means of further sanctions, but also having a policy of maximum support for the Iranian people.
Durban's reaching a high of 26 degrees, Maritzburg 25, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, a perfect Palmer scores 4 for Chelsea in win over Everton. The Ikeys to face Shimlers in Varsity Cup final and Swallows fight back to earn a point against Champions League Sundowns.